inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. They're saying goodbye to last year's trends and embarking on a 2011 approach to home improvement with the help from today's special home design experts. Janine Hayes is injecting a bit of her oh-so-modern, soulful style into the My Fix It Up Life world, and remodelista Julie Carlson will be inspiring us to embrace what's next in home design trends. And if you're more into the muscle of home improvement, Mark and Teresa haven't forgot you. They'll also be sharing their top must-have DIY tools for 2011. So, get ready to be ahead of the DIY trends this year. Your friends and neighbors will have no idea how to keep up. Next on My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance beauty of their home. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624. And welcome to My Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And my Fix It Up wife, Teresa. How are you, dear?
I'm doing wonderfully this morning, I have to say.
I would say that I'm doing wonderfully because you have to when you're in broadcast media, but I'm in a lousy mood.
You are? What happened?
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just trying to be honest, authentic.
Really, you bringing Scrooge into the new year? You carrying him over from the winter holiday?
I feel great. I just don't want to be like, hey, I'm fabulous too. Jimmy, how are you? That's great. Everyone's fabulous. Let's be fabulous.
Well, I'm pretty fabulous because, you know, we've got a bit of secret news that we're going to share a little bit of.
Just a tiny bit.
Just a little bit. We actually are going to be, well, working on a new TV show.
Yes.
But we can't say anything about it yet.
We are contractually obligated to say nothing.
We are contractually obligated to say nothing. But we can say that we got an invitation to go out to the Extreme Makeover Home Edition TV show next weekend in Orlando. And we might actually be broadcasting from there as well. We'll see.
We could be building. We could be broadcasting. We could be doing both.
Well, we do know that we're going to have an opportunity to interview Tracy Hudson. She's pretty hot on that show. And Ed Sanders, who's equally as hot, I have to say.
Sanders is awesome. I love that guy.
He is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he just, you know, I can't even make these segues up. He's authentic.
He really is authentic. He's the real deal.
Yeah. And fun to be around. Hopefully we'll party with him.
Well, you know, we had an opportunity to hang out with some other cool people, too, recently. We were on the NBC 10 show in Philadelphia sharing our must-haves for 2011.
Yeah, that's our version, I guess, of the Today Show here, if you don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's a really – it's actually one of the only local shows that has a live studio audience.
Yeah, people trail in there every day.
They do. And one of the really good things about it is that the audience wasn't completely packed the day that we were there, and there was a really hot gift bag that was given out.
It's true.
Yes, Deneen from Spoiled Pretty brought in this really great gift bag that I chased down the producers after the show and got one.
Yeah. You know, great is a relative term, of course, because it was full of makeup and beauty products.
It was beauty products. She is a beauty products reviewer, and she was invited to go backstage to the Project Runway last season in New York City, their runway show.
Yeah.
And she couldn't go because she had just had a baby.
Whatever.
So I told her,
sacrifice for the family.
You know what? Next time, I'll go. I'll sacrifice for you. I'll go. Don't worry about it. But we also had an opportunity to meet Liz Scott, who is the mother of Alex, of Alex's Lemonade Stand.
She was fascinating.
She is absolutely
unassuming, very kind, but there's a lot of lights on in there. You can just tell.
What do you mean lights on? You're trying to say you thought that she might not be smart?
Who would think that? How could you possibly?
Lights on?
No,
she's
I'm
a lovely
saying,
person.
And I'm saying that I want to
be friends with her.
She's smart. Look, JT's looking at
Look, here comes the bus. Mark's getting thrown under it.
Seriously. Well, Alex's lemonade stand is tremendous, and they've raised more than $35 million for childhood cancer. So
I don't even know what to do. I can just still see the bus's transmission and gas tank going over my head.
Is it the bus from Extreme Makeover?
Yeah. Move that bus right over my husband's head.
Anywho, so I also was happy to meet Kevin Eubanks.
Yeah.
He was the,
and JT will like this reference, the Doc Severinsen to the Tonight Show's Jay Leno.
Yes.
Or the Paul Schaefer, if you will, the musical director.
Well, and he's a Philadelphian, and he was on playing music that week that we were there. And, I walked up to him and said, you know what, I know you never get handed CDs by anybody at all. So here's a CD you should listen to, our friend Tim Williams CD.
Yeah.
And I told him that it was going to be his new favorite CD, too.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm sure that now he's a fan of Tim, right?
Without a doubt.
It's
hard to not be a fan of Tim.
No, it's
even
hard.
If I get his website wrong every time I say it.
Well, and we got to meet Mark Summers, who interviewed us on the Tin Show. And Mark Summers, Food Network, if you watch that, you know who he is.
That's right.
And if you grew up watching Nickelodeon, you know who he is, too.
That's also right.
And if you listen to our show next week, you'll know more about him. He'll be on.
Because he'll be on it, telling us about his show with Tanya Nyack called Restaurant Impossible.
Yes, Restaurant: Impossible.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So, and Tanya talked about that program before, so we won't review it now, but we'll talk about it next week.
I'm pretty excited. And we have got some hot guests on today, too.
Again?
Well, today's show, yeah.
Every week we do this?
Every week we have really cool guests on, and today we're talking about style. So I noticed that you're sporting some style.
I invented my own style.
Yeah, what is that shirt you're wearing?
It's a long-sleeve shirt that has sleeves.
Okay.
I've got it underneath my T-shirt, and I guess we'll have to discuss my fashion faux pas, my sartorial choices, next. I might fix it up live. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
My Fix It Up Life, and we are entering Mark's favorite segment of the show.
Yeah, we talk about how well-dressed I am.
You are well-dressed. You're wearing, like, an exercise shirt underneath your T-shirt.
I guess.
And
I don't know. Everything you say today seems to have a double edge on it.
Yeah, that's not what I got from it either.
You're wearing your everyday work boots, too. It's kind of you're like a carpenter who's athletic, who's sporty, who's like casual, who's, you know.
We got snow to deal with.
You're not an average weekend dad, you know, sartorial kind of guy.
I can't be running around in my khakis and docksiders.
Why not?
Because there's snow.
You could just do a slip, trip, and fall.
Okay.
But I'm excited about Fix It Up Finds today because we are going to break down our 2011 must-haves. So we've got a lot here on our list that we're going to share with everyone. You ready?
Yeah, and this is going to be the run-through. This is going to be the lightning round.
You want to go first?
Do I have to?
Yes.
I don't even know what's on this list.
You do, too.
Okay, all right. Well, the first one, weather appropriate, seasonally appropriate, is our world's best snow shovel.
Yes.
And basically, it's a grain scoop that you've walked by in your home center or seen on Amazon to buy a snow shovel that doesn't work.
Yes.
Yeah, we've had them for years, and the cool thing about them, in addition to their superiority over snow, is that we use them all over the place. We use them for scooping up, like, plaster debris. We use them for cleaning up leaves and bark mulch, so the whole thing.
Yes, and we've had it for years, and it goes great. So another cool thing that I love is the Ben Color Capture, Benjamin Moore's app for Droid and for iPhone, and I have it on my new Droid, and I love it, I have to say. You can take a picture of anything, and then you can color match in there – color spectrum and then go to the store and buy that color paint and paint whatever room or project that you're doing. And also it'll color it'll give you the complementary colors too to that color.
Which is huge.
Totally easy to use and it's totally cool too.
Yes, it's true. Okay, moving right along. We've got Rigid's Job Max.
Yes.
Now, this is Rigid's take on the oscillating tools. So we've all seen the oscillating tools coming into the market now. What Rigid has done has made basically a universal power plant and their introductory powerhead, I guess you could call it, is an oscillating tool. But you can take that oscillating tool head off and replace it with a right-angle impact driver, a ratchet, and they'll be introducing more tools later on in 2011 to complement the 12-volt system.
Yes, the Rigid Job Max is a hot tool. And another hot tool that, well, we got from our friends Nick and Nora for our son Jack, our two-year-old, is from ConstructiveEating.com. And it is a really cool kid plate that comes with a bulldozer pusher, a forklift fork, and a front-end loader spoon. And it's the cutest thing ever. You have to go to ConstructiveEating.com and check it out. It's perfect for the little builder in your family.
It's cool. It's got a little ramp on it and everything. We also are checking down. We have this under review on the My Fix It Up Life job site right now. Bosch's 12-inch axial glide miter saw.
Yes, and we gave one away a few months ago, too.
Yes, we did. And now we're getting to use it, and we're liking what we see. Long story short, Bosch has replaced the rails with a hinge system.
And another cool thing that you want to check out for 2011 is lead check. You know, the new RRP, the renovation, repair, and painting, it's in effect right now. And so if you're a contractor working and you're working on a house that was built before 1978, you're in violation of the RRP. And you want to be able to make sure that what you're working on, if you're a DIYer too in your house, doesn't have lead in it. And lead check is an EPA-recognized quick swab test that costs, $25 for a pack of eight, and it'll be an instant results test to let you know if you have lead in your home.
Yeah, they actually used lead check in the lead class that I took.
Yes.
They pulled them out. It was great.
That's fantastic.
It was great. And on the other end of the price spectrum from lead check, we have Ford's new F-150 with the EcoBoost motor.
You didn't get one of those in your stocking this year?
I think I got a Cliff Bar in my stocking this year.
I think you did.
It's great. Drove one, and they're claiming great power, great increased efficiency with this new power plant, which is a six-cylinder motor. And that kind of power and efficiency is unheard of from a six-banger, as they call them in the field.
Six-banger?
Six-banger, eight-banger. Yeah.
I hope they have one at the International Builders Show where we're going next week, and we're going to be inside the Ford booth.
And it's a beautiful truck on top of it. Ford left nothing on the table for this truck. From the inside all the way to the outside.
Well, another hot product is a pink tool belt for the little DIY girls in your family. PinkToolBelts.com. Our 9-year-old Lexi loves hers. And we have one more hot product for 2011.
We do, and it's a must-have. Rides in our tool pouches with us. It is the Hyde 10-in-1 multi-tool. And if you've seen the 5-in-1 tools out there, this is a 5-in-1 with the ability to drive screws. It's super handy.
It really is a handy tool, and we always have one in our tool pouches, and they're like $5.
This one's going to be a little bit more. It's going to be...
You know, actually, our friend Doug Mahoney at Tool Snob, I remember he wrote a review on his toolsnob.com website that it actually costs like $1 less than the 5-in-1, the 10-in-1 does.
Oh, is that
he
right?
He was asking, like, how come it does all these other cool things and it costs less?
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool.
It, you can take off switch plates. You can sink a drywall screw. We use them to pry, to scrape, to gouge. They're with us in our tool pouches all
the time. And in home improvement, too.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. I'm not sure I get the joke.
I'll explain it to you a little bit later. Well, if you have a cool product that you're using and you want to tell us about it so we can share it with everybody else on My Fix It Up Life, send us an email at info@myfixituplife.com or post your review of your hot product on our Facebook page at My Fix It Up Life.
Yeah, we love to hear from you.
We do love to hear from you.
But we're going to have to wait to hear from you until we take a break.
Let's take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Editions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
How are you today?
Pretty wonderful.
I'm fantastic, actually, and I'm super excited because we're going to be talking to a super cool girl in a few minutes, and I'm hoping that she's going to bring some of her modern soulful style into My Fix It Up Life.
And we could use it.
We really could.
I basically wear brown every day.
You wear brown, black, gray.
Yeah.
Pretty much it.
Those are my colors. I don't think she's here to address my fashion sense, though.
No, I don't think so
at
all.
Why do you keep coming back to this?
No, we are very excited because, you know, Janine is like everywhere all of a sudden.
Yes.
I just read an article about her in San Francisco Chronicle, I think, is a newspaper.
Yep.
Yeah, she's everywhere.
Yeah, she is popping up in all kinds of different places.
Lucky Magazine, too.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to get in that, but I decided not to.
I like the Lucky Magazine. I really do. It's like shopping, but, you know, you're at home all curled up and cozy and everything and all the hot, new, cool stuff.
Yeah, and that's why I read it.
That's why you read it? I know you sneak read it. You say you're watching.
Sneak read it.
You sneak read it.
Yeah. Caught me again.
All right, let's invite Janine on. Is she here?
Yes. Hi, guys. Hi, Mark and Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm actually here in Philadelphia today enjoying the snow that's coming down right now.
Oh, you're in Philadelphia.
Are you from here?
I am from a small town outside the city called Harleysville. Have you guys ever heard of it?
Sure. I have.
Yeah.
It's a cute little place.
Oh, that's where
I know.
What's her name lives?
Yes. We have friends who live there that.
Yeah, you probably know her. What's her name?
You probably know the What's Her Name.
Probably so.
Yeah, she's nine.
Nine?
Okay.
Really? I don't know what's wrong with my husband today.
Friend of our daughter's lives in Harleysville.
Well, I was just reading, just this morning, an article about you in San Francisco. Now, you're in Philadelphia right now. But
yes, I'm in Philadelphia now visiting family because my husband's from here as well. We've been here over the holidays. But, yes, I was actually in San Francisco for 6 years. We're in the middle of sort of an East Coast transport back to the East Coast and looking for apartments right now. So we're trying to fix up our lives right now big time.
Oh.
Wow.
Really?
Cool. Well, you can be the one person who buys a house in the East Coast. That'll be good.
And I'd love to have you guys come over and help me.
That sounds pretty good because, you know, I've been checking out your stuff, and you just make the cutest products, I have to say. And I read that you've got a bunch of new things coming out, too, this year.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, we are working on some new products for 2011. We have some new pillows that just came out. They were actually on Elle Decor earlier this week. And then we are working on dishware, more table linens, and more fun wallpaper patterns and colors that will come out in 2011.
Now, if somebody wants to buy one of those, where do they go?
They can go on our website, which is afrochicshop.com, and that's AFROCHICSHOP.com. And everything is for sale on the website. And we're also in a couple of small boutiques, one that's called Lotus Blue in San Francisco and Nest Dallas in Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
Totally cool.
That is very cool.
Do you do appearances with your stuff? With your product
line? We have done some fun events. One that is actually here in Philly, we did last October, Design Philadelphia, and we're actually going to be doing an event in Brooklyn in March. So there'll definitely be information about that event on our website.
Now, how did you get involved in being an online guest judge for HGTV's Design Star?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I'm an HGTV addict myself. I watch it a lot. I love, you know, Design Star and all of the shows. And just had touched base with them really through my own blog, the Afro Chic blog. They were aware of, and I, you know, every week they are right about interior. So they contacted me and asked me would I want to guest, you know, judge for Design Star. And, of course, I was like, yeah, you know, definitely who wouldn't. And it was a lot of fun. We did a Twitter party. And you know, I love to tweet, so it was a great way to engage readers and other folks on Twitter about Design Star and my thoughts, but also give away some fun prizes too.
Now, if somebody wants to find you on Twitter, what is your Twitter name?
It's Afro Chic, and that's again AFROCHIC.
You know, we follow you on Twitter.
Oh, I follow you guys back. I love your tweets.
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you. I like compliments.
I write most of them, Janine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Mark. Well, I like your tweets. They're great.
Yeah. I also tell most of the lies here at my Fix It Up Life.
Yeah, he's not. Mark isn't that into the Twitter yet. I haven't really gotten him to do much of that. He's busy, you know, with his tool belt on most days, so.
Of course, my husband's my business partner as well, and he does not like Twitter at all. But
really?
I've tried to get him on there, but he's just like, no way. So, yeah, I'm the Twitter queen over here.
Now, you went to law school, right?
Yes, I did.
And your husband has a PhD.
He's getting his PhD, yes.
Yeah, you guys are pretty smart, right?
I guess we'd like to think so. I hope so. At least all the education hopefully went, you know, to something. But, yeah, you know, we're sort of the studious type, but also the artsy type at the same time.
Oh, that's great.
That is amazing that you can balance that because I know a lot of lawyers, and I wouldn't ever imagine them coming out with a design line or being involved in interior design in any way, shape, or form except maybe to write a contract about it.
Yeah. If you got an MRI, there would be just siren
lights all over
your brain. Your
synapses are firing all over the place. You know, your right side, your left side, your upside, your downside.
Yeah, you know, it's funny thing about law school is a lot of lawyers have the secret creative side that law just starts to try to, you know, douse out of you as you become a lawyer. It's all about, you know, analytical thinking. But I've always had a creative side, and, you know, finally after I was, you know, just so engrossed in my legal work, I was like, you know, I need an outlet so badly. So that's where the blog came from. I just started writing about design, and then through the blog, I really started to think about, you know, what I could, you know, dedicate to the world of design as well through our textile line. So in some ways, I'll give law school credit because it made me so frustrated that after a while I had to get creative just to feel complete.
Do you find that your readers reach out to you and explore Afrochic.com for the same reasons?
I think so. A lot of people, you know, when readers comment, you know, they say that, you know, they visit the site and they visit the blog for inspiration. You know, they're, you know, folks who are working a 9-to-5 and just, you know, need a little bit of something that's pretty, that makes them feel good, a new product that, you know, interests them, a new piece of art that interests them. And so a lot of people do say, you know, I find it inspirational. I read the blog during the day just as a pick-me-up, you know, and I think that a lot of folks are looking for that, you know, way to indulge their creativity, and in particular the decorative side, making your home something that's beautiful.
You know, I definitely do that. When I'm on Twitter or on Facebook, I'm looking around to check out what's cute as a little pick-me-up during the day, and it really does help. I mean, as a girl, that's how we do.
Oh, no. I mean, guys have the same thing because we're all staring into the screen all day long, whether it's whatever the guy's doing or whatever the woman is doing. You just got to be able to see something else at some point. I mean, I don't know about you, but I kind of freak out a little bit.
Well, no, I agree. You have to see something that's going to, like, wake up the other part of your brain. So pretty things, you know, like you said, Teresa, I'm the same way. Something that's pretty will definitely wake my brain up.
Well, I want to get to your Haze cheat sheet that I read in the article in San Francisco Chronicle. And I just love what you said about making sure you have a soulful space, surrounding yourself with items that you personally connect with and that speak to who you are. So true. Now, can you talk about some of the other things on your cheat sheet real quick? We just have a couple minutes left.
Sure. Well, one of the things on the cheat sheet was really about, you know, bringing in, you know, pops of color into your space. And that's something that's always been really important to me and really the idea behind the textile line. You know, a lot of folks, especially in a recession, you're thinking, okay, I'm going to spend a lot of money on a sofa. I'm not going to buy a bright blue or yellow sofa. You're probably going to invest in something that's gray or cream that's a standard look. But you want to still bring color. You want to bring something fun to your space. And textiles is the way to do it, and it's an affordable way to make that sort of pop happen within your home. I think one of the other things I said in the cheat sheet is have fun. You know, decorating your home should be a fun endeavor. It shouldn't feel painful. It shouldn't feel like, oh my God, this is just, I got to look over all these swatches and things. You know, to me, it should all be about fun, and buy things that when you walk into your home, make you smile, make you feel good, and just sort of bring that positive vibe home.
Oh,
because, you know, that's where we spend so much of our time. So
yeah, you
want to
feel good when you walk home. I mean, it's just you're out there during the day and doing what you're doing, and when you come home, you just, like, being able to relax and be calm and be happy, so important.
Exactly.
It truly is. And Janine, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you guys for inviting me over.
We loved it. And check out Afrochic online and go to afrochicshop.com and check out all cool products.
Check us out next on My Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit StanleyTools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's C-O-D-I-F-Y Design.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
And you're inside my Fix It Up Life, and you know what? We're talking about new design trends for 2011 today, Mark. Are you all excited?
Yeah, this is our hard-hitting design trend show, ripped from the headlines.
Ripped from the headlines. Today we're talking, well, you know, it's all about inspiring and trying to stick with your New Year's resolutions. You know, if you're thinking about fixing up your house, if you're putting a little style back, if you just want to just brighten up your home a little bit to make yourself feel happy, just like Janine was just talking about.
Exactly. And for the my representative following here at my Fix It Up Life, the strong back, weak mindset, the guys who'd rather frame it and you know, carry heavy timbers and stuff like that. If you're running screaming from your radio or your iPhone or whatever you're listening on right now, this is important. This is every bit as elemental to a successful home improvement project as carpentry is. Because what do you touch every day?
Yes.
You know, it's the pillows. It's
you
the
can't see
colors.
The wall framing too many times in your home, but you can see the finishes that you select for your home.
Yeah.
You touch them and feel them. But then nothing looks good unless you build your house right.
Of course. But and this is one of those give and takes between husband and wife, too, that, it, you know, maybe you don't want to pay attention to it, but it's important and it matters. And you will care.
You're getting so many, like, husband points right now by saying that you care about this.
I do care.
I love that.
But sometimes it hurts to care.
It does. Yeah.
It does. It hurts to love.
Are you hoping all your friends aren't listening to you talk like this?
Well, I think what we should do is probably bring in an expert on this topic.
Yes.
Julie Carlson from Remodelista.com. Julie, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Have you run screaming yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, good news, good news. Okay, we've kept another guest on for over 10 seconds, Teresa.
Oh, that's congratulations, Mark.
Okay, we give each other the same cup of coffee back and forth.
We do.
As a reward.
Exactly. No, we're excited to talk to you, and I love your website, remodelista.com.
Thank you.
And it's so exciting, too, because, like, I was reading about how you came up with the whole website and that it came out of talking with one of your girlfriends.
Exactly. Exactly. We, one of my oldest friends and I happened to be going through remodels at the exact same time, and we have eerily similar tastes, so we were constantly sharing ideas and tips on what, you know, what we were doing. We would call each other in the middle of the night and ask what cabinet pulls the other one was using, for instance. And
oh, that's too good.
what were the remodeling projects that you were going through?
Well, they were our own houses. I live in Mill Valley, California, and our houses are very different. My house was built in the 70s, and it's a classic open California. I wouldn't call it a ranch house, but it has some features of a ranch house. And she lives in a brownstone in Brooklyn Heights, so sort of city and country mice.
Wow.
And you have similar tastes.
We have very similar tastes.
Oh, that's fantastic. That must be interesting to see. Basically, you have similar kinds of products and finishes in very different kinds of settings.
Exactly.
Wow. That's neat.
And I'm sorry, I think I misunderstood you. Were they both kitchen remodels, or was she doing something different?
Actually, we did our entire houses at the exact same time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, and that's a huge undertaking, doing your entire house. And, you know, and that's one of the things that's fascinating to me about remodelista.com is that you basically have a compilation of all of the stuff that you looked at when you were working on your house, which is something that we all walk away from when we're working on a home improvement project, is all the different
exactly.
finishes and stuff.
Right. You have all those manila folders with all your finds.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Now, do you tear stuff out of magazines? Where did you start then, and where would you start if you were doing it all over again now, knowing what you know?
That's such a good question. When we were doing our remodels, literally the home design world, you know, the blogging world was just starting. I mean, I think there were. It seemed to me that there were about 20, you know, home design websites, and now it's just absolutely exploded. I mean, no question, I would start on the internet now. I would start with our site, of course, if I were embarking on a project.
So you would recommend going to remodelista.com.
That's funny. You know,
yes.
it's interesting because we often recommend that people visit myfixitoplife.com.
Wow,
imagine that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's funny. But where did you go when you were doing this? Was it back in 2004, 2005, something around
that?
Oh,
gosh. It was even a little bit before. Mm-hmm. We both had pulled absolutely magazines and catalogs. I mean, I can remember ordering a Waterworks catalog in the mail. It seems so old-fashioned now. And
$10.
And now, of course, you would go straight to the website.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's really changed. It's so much easier now. And we both tore pages out of magazines of projects we like, and there were more home design magazines back then, of course.
Yeah.
You know, Met Home was still around, and House and Garden. And it was funny because we spent the summer together, and we would go through each other's manila folders, and we would often pull out the same projects. So that was, you know, we would constantly be discovering that we had referenced the same, you know, loft in Soho, hoping to recreate the kitchen, for instance.
Oh, wow. That is so neat.
Now, and you were using the information that you were collecting both individually and together to guide the remodeling contractors that you had hired. Is that how it worked?
Yes. Well, we were fixated on sort of fixtures and fixtures and fittings. So we used
hey,
the same cabinet pulls, for instance. My friend Francesca found these great Japanese cabinet pulls, and I copied her. And then I found, you know, doorknobs that you could use throughout the house, and she used the same so we were constantly sort of tipping each other off to products we had found that we could, that we used in our remodels.
And so where do you go now? Because I subscribe to Remodelista, and I get the update every day. And I think there's like, are there five new posts every day?
Exactly.
And how do you, and Saturday and Sunday too, I think.
Well, we do an architect roundup on Sundays.
Okay. And so how do you come up with five new things every day?
It's funny because we come up with many more ideas than we can even feature. We're all constantly scouring the internet. We all read, probably 20 blogs each, and we try to come up with themes for each week. So that helps us narrow down what we're going to feature, and there just is so much information out there now.
Well,
we find that we could probably do 10 a day and still not cover everything that we'd like to cover.
That's amazing to think that there's that much out there that you could write about that is just people are creating and everything. And they're really cool stuff that you guys feature too every day.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, and I'm having a sort of like minor bewilderment moment because if for my part in the design elements at my Fix It Up Life, I'm easily overwhelmed. If there's more than three choices of door pulls, I just run screaming down the aisle.
Exactly.
How would you guide a reader of Remodelista.com when they start to feel the pressure building and their shoulders are starting to shrug a little because, as you say, there's just so much information?
Right. My architect told me that there's something like 2,000 choices you have to make during the course of a kitchen renovation. And one of our main goal when we started Remodelista was to narrow the choices for the person who perhaps doesn't want to wait, is overwhelmed by all those choices. And we really feel that there are a limited number of excellent products out there. And we feel pretty confident when we comb through, for instance, 10 modern cabinet pulls. We feel pretty confident that we can pick out the 10 that are the ones you should consider based on price, aesthetics, the reputation of the manufacturer. So we see ourselves as a filter.
Oh, well, you definitely are, and it really narrow down all the choices for people out there that are remodeling their homes and looking at all, because there is so much out there that you can look at, and it really is helpful to have someone filter through for you.
Right.
Without a doubt.
So what are you seeing as, like, we just have a couple of minutes left, but what are you seeing as trends that are going on right now and that we should be looking at of all the products and things that you're looking at?
Well, that's a good question. I really believe that the recycling, reclaimed green movement is moving to the mainstream. I think when a couple of years ago it was a new concept in a way.
Right.
And I really think that if you look around at Restoration Hardware, Pottery Barn, West Elm, even those big companies are getting with it. And I think we're seeing a kind of a moving to the mainstream of the idea of, you know, recycling, using reclaimed wood. I mean, Restoration Hardware is now making tables out of barn wood, and I think that's exciting. I think that's a great development. And another thing I'm seeing a lot of is color. I think people are. I just noticed that both CB2 and West Elm are offering these great pendant lights with colored cords, for instance, subtle touches of color. So you can have this, it's a very European thing. You can have these, you know, you can have pendant lights hanging with red cords, for instance, just to add a little bit of color to your environment.
That's kind of fun. I like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that does add an unexpected place where you don't usually see color.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah, flashes of color are important to draw the eye around a room.
And it makes the place, it makes your house special, too.
Exactly. More individual. I think you can get the cords in something like 10 colors at Anthropology.
Really? So what is your favorite thing to look for when you're looking around out there in the world of design?
I get excited when I like the concept of international design. I get excited when I see something that I've noticed on Swedish blogs, for instance, appearing in America or vice versa. You know, it's
wow.
In the UK, they love Shaker furniture, for instance.
Julie, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're hard against a break. We will you next, and thank you on My Fix It Up Life.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life.
Yeah, and we're hitting it hard.
We are?
Yeah, we're going into sledgehammers and recip saws and flooring nailers.
Well, actually, I have something that you're going to love in front of me that I'm going to talk about.
I'll be
ready to love it?
I'll be the judge of it.
Now, I found this over at Tool Snob.
Okay, so
you
right now,
love it, right?
Right now, I love it. Whatever Mahoney wrote,
well,
I love.
He wrote a review of this tool from Bosch. He called Euro Bosch, I guess.
Oh, I can see through your paper. It's green.
No, you can't see through my paper.
Yeah, it's green. That's Bosch's color in Europe.
Well, it's a 4-volt Bosch screwdriver with a corkscrew attachment.
What did he say?
And
just read what he said.
Well, I don't think I have what he wrote about it, actually, in front of me. But he says that, you know, only in Europe can – I think he wrote only in Europe can you combine power tools and, you know, alcohol.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some mention of our litigious society.
He says that it costs 40 pounds over there, so it's about 60 U.S. dollars. Mm-hmm. And it comes with a wooden case that is, he calls, quaint and very nice. So, and there's a picture. I have a picture of these people. You see it at the party opening up. Yeah.
Oh, well, how about that?
Using it. It's pretty cool. So I guess this is a real product. You can buy a power tool that opens up
your wine cork.
Exactly.
Well, there you have it.
You know,
I wonder if it works on champagne as
well. I wonder if you can import that, you know, and I wonder if it's allowed.
I don't know. I wonder if it's UL certified.
Probably not. But, you know, why don't you just go over there with that particular product when I talk to you about color.
We're back at it.
I know. You know, we were talking recently about the 2011 Pantone Color of the Year, which is a pink hue, honeysuckle.
Yeah, this is some of the most gripping news in my life. I spent a lot of time on this.
Well, the New York Times had an article out recently that's saying that pink is back in again in bathrooms. And, you know, the thing is that you see a lot of shows on the DIY network, like Netminster, you're taking out the old pink bathroom and making fun of the pink bathroom. So I read that and I posted it up on our Facebook page and it got a little bit of chatter. You know, should you, what did I say? Oh, taking a sledgehammer to them, would you take a sledgehammer to it?
Oh, right, yeah. I commented on this, so
you did.
I clearly read it.
You were part of the Facebook crowd.
Is it cool, or should you just sledgehammer the thing out of existence?
Yeah, and we had a lot of back and forth from different people. Jeff Kirby said, sledgehammer, definitely a sledgehammer. And, you know, we had a couple girls saying that they want to do pink bathrooms, too. And what did Allison? Allison wrote, I'm showing this to my boyfriend. We have a bathroom to redo. So, you know, maybe she's going to convince her boyfriend to do a pink bathroom.
I doubt it. Unless she's just carrying all the cards in that relationship, he's going to drag his feet on that one quite a bit.
Well, Mary Curry wrote that, I'm not in love with pink bathrooms, but I do like pink clothing. I'm not a trendy kind of person. So, you know, I think pink is hot in clothes. I'm not sure about pink bathrooms, though.
I'm not.
I'm not all the way there with that.
I'm not.
And even with the Pantone color of the year being pink.
It's just too rich or bright. I'm not sure how it should be described, but it's too much.
Well,
I mean, you can have some pink stuff, but if you're having a pink counter or walls and or all of the above,
yeah.
I mean, you might as well just wrap yourself in a pink bathrobe. I don't know what else to say.
Well, you probably would wrap yourself in a pink bathrobe if you had a pink bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then you could go to, like, Lexi's new Barbie house that she got for Christmas.
Oh, she loves that thing.
It's a vacation home. Barbie's vacation home we got her for a present.
Yeah, keep in mind that Barbie has a vacation home. We work every day.
She does. So now our 9-year-old has a regular house for Barbie and then a vacation home for her Barbies.
Yeah.
And the vacation home is nicer than her regular home. So,
well, it's newer.
Well, it is nicer, too.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's 2 floors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got
I love her, but I can't even see that stuff.
It has a flat-screen TV and a breakfast bar, and it's pretty hot, I have to say.
Pretty swanky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I want to get back to the guys in the audience. I want to give them a little bit of attention.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, you know, you wrote the article recently, Should You Buy or Rent? Was that for AOL?
Yeah, this is AOL DIY Life, and it's, you know, which tools should you own and which tools should you rent?
And you're gearing up for your New Year's resolution projects this weekend, and you're wondering, you know, should I just invest in this tool that I'm going to need for this project, or should I rent it? You know, what's the cost? You know, am I going to use it again?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, if you're doing it depends what your appetite for DIY is, or even if you're a contractor for that matter.
Well, the same thing with any New Year's resolution, losing weight or going to, you know, going to the gym or whatever. You want to, you know, you're all excited now, but, you know, things kind of fizzle out during the year, so you want to be mindful of what you really are going to be doing, not what you're hopeful that will happen.
Exactly.
Hopeful home improvement.
And that's good advice for renting, because while you don't need to own a rotary hammer or a flooring nailer or even a laser level, you know, a complicated one, like if you're building a deck, for example,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to own those things. But if you're moving at the speed of a glacier, you might as well own them, because rental houses, which include, you know, your pro distribution rental houses, some Lowe's and some Home Depot's rent as well, they charge you by the day, half day, hour, whatever it is. So if you're easily distracted.
Or if you're not proficient.
Or if you're not proficient, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just moving along slowly or you get rained out, whatever it is, you need to be aware of that going in, because if the equipment's just sitting around costing you money, you might as well buy it and loan it to your friends.
Well, and you had a list of some tools that you might consider just renting.
Yeah.
Can we break those down?
Well, sure. I just mentioned one of them, the concrete tool. So if you're chipping up a footing or breaking out a sidewalk, a rotary hammer or a jackhammer or something like that is the all-rental all the time. As is a smaller tool, roofing nailer. You know, chances are you're not doing a whole roof on your house by yourself like we did. And owning it just doesn't make sense. You grab it for a weekend, call it a day. And here's one that I should have bought but rented for way too long, which was a flooring nailer.
Yes.
Yeah, because you need it typically for one floor at a time. And I would do that, and by the time I was contracting then full-time, by the time I rented it five times, I could have just bought one.
But if you're only going to do one floor, you don't want to buy it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to do your whole house, look into it. Look into buying it because,
okay.
Again, you don't want to throw money away.
And fancy laser levels are more for renting, too.
Exactly.
Okay.
They tend to be very expensive tools, but there are some really good values out there in line lasers as well.
Well, I'm pretty excited for next week's show. We are going to be in the kitchen with Mark Summers and Dr. Anna Marie from the Weather Channel talking about her greenovation of her kitchen. And don't forget to go online to myfixituplife.com and send us your questions about your home improvement projects at info@myfixituplife.com or on Facebook.
We also like triumphs.
Yeah, share what you've been doing, and follow us on Twitter and tweet with us and tell us what's going on in your Fix It Up life.
Exactly. Download the show from iTunes.
Oh, yeah, and check us out on YouTube with our hot how-to videos.
And tune in next week for the next edition of My Fix It Up Life.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Is
the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.